Okay. Even though I don't want to keep it.
Even though I don't want to keep it.
I sure don't want to feel it.
I sure don't want to feel it.
And I don't want to forgive myself.
And I don't want to forgive myself.
For the story.
For the story.
That it had to look a certain way.
That it had to look a certain way.
It had to be a certain way.
It had to be a certain way.
Or I'd be miserable.
Or I'd be miserable.
But that's my story.
And I'm sticking to it.
I left everything.
I left everything.
That means it's been horrible.
That means it's been horrible.
And I can't remember anything else.
And I can't remember anything else.
The horrible.
The
isolation. The betrayal. The shock. The disappointment.
The hardships.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I could never recover from one blow
before there was another.
And it's true.
If I have to feel
emotion without story,
emotion with consciousness,
then I'm in for
14 years worth
of chaotic emotion. Because when I was in it,
it was all I could do
to show up
as wife.
As mother,
as person,
it was a lot of work.
And I wasn't conscious
with all the emotion.
I couldn't be,
or I would not have survived.
So this thing,
this idea,
this concept,
that all emotion
wants to be experienced
in consciousness
with no story,
I want to give myself permission
to stay curious,
to stay open,
to not fear the pain,
the way I did
the first time,
every time,
for 14 years.
If this is my life story,
and I got to deal with it,
the fear,
the anxiety,
the sadness,
the loneliness,
the unworthiness,
the desperation,
the goofy chemistry,
the horrible memories,
the bad stories
I've told myself.
If this is my life story,
I want to do it justice.
I want to be open
to
experiencing all emotion
with consciousness.
Not to stay in it.
Not to go back to it.
Not to create more of it.
But because I'm capable now
to be with the emotion,
to be with the old story
in a new perspective.
And I don't know why.
I couldn't do it differently at the time.
I couldn't tell a better story.
I couldn't make myself
feel better.
I could not do it differently.
I want to make peace with that right now.
So that any emotion I feel,
witness,
experience,
is with a level of consciousness
from an open heart.
I wish I could have done it better.
Made more friends.
Felt better.
Believe something else.
I wish I could have done more right action.
I wish it would have been easier to be me.
I wish there were things I would not have done.
Or I would have done more.
Wouldn't it be nice
to make peace with that?
To stop resisting my life story.
My limitations.
My junk.
My pain.
I want to release resistance.
To all of it.
Sometimes I feel really bad.
And sometimes I don't.
I want to release resistance to the human experience,
even though personally,
I think it's a bit too hard.
Five bodies?
Really?
Past life influence?
Really?
Astrological influence?
Really?
Brain chemistry issues?
Really?
Genetic coding?
Really?
All the ways.
It doesn't seem fair at all.
Not at all.
It's just not fair.
I want to go on record
saying
being human is really hard.
And then I want to let go of the resistance.
It's hard.
It's this 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 painful.
It's all stacked against me.
It's all stacked against you.
And I want to feel better anyway.
I just want to feel better anyway.
And I can't change the past.
And apparently I can't change the emotional body.
The way I'd like to.
And on some days,
I definitely can't change the thought pattern.
So wouldn't it be a kick?
Or a huge relief?
If I could change
my level of resistance.
And just know.
It feels just like this.
It just feels like this.
And I'm going to choose
as many times as it takes
to feel a little bit better.
And I really like that about me.
And I give my body permission.
All five of them.
To integrate this tapping.
At those levels.
Beyond my comprehension.
To integrate this intent.
To use tapping.
As spiritual support.
For a human experience.
And I give myself permission
to lovingly accept
me,
my story,
my difficulties,
my challenges,
my shortcomings,
and my strengths,
and my humor,
and my generosity,
and my persistent
seeking.
I give myself permission
to consider
releasing the resistance
I've been holding
with myself.
I give myself permission
to be open to the possibility
that I could
have peace
with me.
Okay, big breath.